This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
The pursuit for food has taken us into the wilderness, across rivers, and atop mountains. These journeys have connected us to the wild. It is this connection that allows us to experience the wild places this world has to offer and search for both wild game and adventure. This is my adventure for food. So, I'm Corey. I'm originally from northwestern Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania is one of the few states left that has a primitive hunting season. We have a late season flintlock hunt that starts the day after Christmas and then runs into the middle of January. And after I got married and my wife and I moved in, you know, up into the area that we live now, I wanted to extend my hunting season. You know, the archery and rifle season wasn't enough. I wanted to extend it, and so I wanted to start flintlock hunting. And my uncle was gracious enough to let me borrow his Thompson Center Firestorm to try out for the season, to see if I liked it and was willing to invest the money into my own flintlock. My dad never flintlock hunted with my dad. He hated doing it because he said it made him flinch. So I never did it growing up. So I had like no experience doing it. So my uncle let me borrow his gun, and I practiced with it throughout the summer. And you know, I really loved shooting a flintlock. It's that click kaboom. You know, it made me feel like Jeremiah Johnson, one of my favorite movies. And so I wanted to be a mountain man. So throughout that season, I hunted this one property throughout rifle season, and I got a buck on this one property, and I hunted the early inline muzzleloader season with another friend, and then I actually put another friend on a doe on the backside of the hill, And so I was, you know, I knew the area pretty well, and then finally the late season started. So I was like, that I know exactly where I'm going. You know, I know the layout of the land. I know how to get in there. I wanted to hunt the late season, and the first couple weeks of late season, like I, you know, trying to sneak in there, do some still hunting. I'd bump up a few deer on several occasions, but I was never able to get a shot off. And the one time, it, you know, there was slight drizzle and it was a wet, rainy morning, and I didn't have any luck. But I figured out that day, I figured out where they were bedding and how to sneak up in there and get into the spot that would give me the best chance to take a shot. I had them patterned. I was really confident that I would have some success. So I think it was one of the last days of the season, and we actually got a lot of snow like the day before. So I, you know, got all geared up, and there's a lot of gear that's involved with flintlock hunting, you know, your powder and your flints and ramrod and all that fun stuff. And, you know, I was walking up this gully, snow, you know, the snow was covering the hillside. It was a beautiful morning. I knew right where I wanted to go. So I was sneaking up along that hillside, and like, I got up into the area I wanted to be, and like, it wasn't long before I saw this group of doe stand up, and I was like, yes, you know, I could taste the venison steaks. And, you know, I was already in my mind, I was already dragging that deer out and processing it in my garage and cooking it up on the grill. And so I was so sure of myself, so sure that I was going to be successful. And, I brought the gun up to my shoulder. You know, I got a nice steady rest. I think there was a little sapling on the side of the trail that I was on that I used as a rest. And, you know, the gun had fiber optic sights, and I got that all on the front shoulders. And I cocked the hammer back, and I pulled the trigger, and I'm waiting for that click kaboom. And it goes click. I pull the hammer back. Click. It's like, okay, I got to put more powder in the pan. You know, it's not getting a spark. You know, and then that's typical of flintlock hunting. You don't get a spark. You know, it's one of the reasons that it's so enjoyable, in my opinion, is, you know, that unknown. And click, click, click. And I was like, what's going on? So I looked down, and I realized the reason my gun was not going off is because I had no flint. It's hard to make a spark when you have no flint in your flintlock. The week before, when it was rainy, I had tore my gun down, cleaned everything up, and I had forgot to put my flint back in. And I the only thing I had to do was watch those group of deer slowly walk away. I had nothing I could do. And that's the last time I'll ever make that mistake. I guarantee it. But that's my muzzle-loading misadventure.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.